Absolutely, and essentially, as soon as the Earth became in the view, the easy view, where I didn't have to turn my head, when it was in what I'll call my field of view, not my field of regard, when I could just see it looking straight, the moon was already at a point where I was losing out subtle albedo differences. I think it's the angle of incidence. The angle of the sun to the moon didn't change much, but we moved to the side, so we were seeing a different angle, and the color was less apparent. Oriental had also rotated really close to the limb, so a lot of the features that I was looking at were moving away, but I think the change in lighting was due to the angle of incidence, but then when the Earth became apparent, its brightness, it was so bright. It was so bright it looked out of place. The gray of the moon and the black of space kind of seemed to go together, but then the more in the dull sense, but then the vividness and brightness, like the difference between an LED display and a painting, right? You can just do things with light that you can't do with paint colors. The Earth looked out of place, and it just continued to dim the albedo and color that was earlier apparent in the moon. I'm passing to Christina.
You saw me nodding vigorously back here. That wasn't just my fantastic listening skills. I was nodding to make sure. Oh, we're not on video. This whole time I've been putting on the show. I was nodding. Now you know, because I agree with everything he said. I'll add a couple thoughts that popped into my mind, which was, I think I made the comment that the moon turned into a sponge of light. In my mind, before the Earth came into view, the moon actually was reflecting light, and it was lit up. As soon as the Earth got close enough to be in my field of view to take them both in at the same time, exactly what Victor said, it dulled, it turned into a sponge. It's almost like it went matte, like a matte finish. And for me, so that's brightness and albedo. It also, I would say for me, got like a browner top, taupe color, like almost an olivey brown, kind of like the boys' pants, not like my pants, but like these pants. And whereas before, I would have said it was more like electric gray in its grayer areas. So for me, it turned more brown, but a very matte brown. I'm going to stop there. There's one more comment I'll make about when it was very close, just in case it's interesting.
Absolutely, we take that observation.
The only other thing I wanted to add to that is not scientific on lunar observations, but I think that I know myself in particular, but probably we all underestimated the amount of impact of sunlight and earth glow on cabin windows, on glare on the window structure, window frame, on the heat shield tiles coming across the cabin. That was a pretty large impact, Kelsey.
That stuck up to us here on the ground as well, Reed, and we were hearing the struggles that all of those different expected illumination sources provide, but unexpected in the impact that they had. Speaking of things that had an impact on observations, Victor, we heard during your sit rep when you were in the docking window that having that orange Kapton tape in your field of view affected your color observations. That was fascinating and has a lot of impact for future Artemis missions and hardware and impacts on color. So any other comment you want to make on how your ability to perceive color on the surface was influenced or limited by other objects of color in your view? We're interested here in color rather than brightness.